weapon may be formed.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail.
Sing it again.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. I'm gonna see a victory for the
give him praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Praise him for victory. Thank you, Jesus. We declare that this morning in your name, through your power, we will see victory. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory, Lord Jesus. Glory to God forever. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Lift him up. Lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be preaching on that this morning. I'm amazed at how the songs go along with the message this morning, and we have not talked about that. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Amen. Victory belongs to his people. Glory to God. Why don't you just give him praise for his victory in your life today? We declare it, Lord Jesus. We declare it in Jesus' name. Let's continue to worship God in our giving as our ushers come. Let's prepare our hearts to give. Let's worship with an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. How many of you know that an attitude of gratitude is a blessing to God? It honors God. I believe it makes God smile. Hallelujah. So let's worship him cheerfully today. Would you lift up your offering, your tithe with me to the Lord? Heavenly Father, we thank you for every single blessing that you have bestowed upon us. Every blessing that you have poured out, we turn it back into praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Not just financial, but God, in every way, relational, mental, emotional, physical, certainly spiritual. God, thank you for every blessing, rebuking the devourer for our sake as we honor you with the first fruit of our income. God, to God be the glory for the great things he has done, he is doing, and what he is going to do. Bless the remainder of this service, Lord. May your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship the Lord as you give. Asking you a question along those lines this morning. How many of you could use a victory in some area of your life? Amen. Keep your hands raised for a moment. There's no shame in that at all. It could be a family situation. It could be a physical situation. It could be spiritual. It could be some kind of struggle, some kind of addiction. I'm here to tell you this morning, we all need victory in our lives. I could use some victory in my life today. Amen? And we're going to pray in just a moment. And I want us to go to the Lord in prayer for some people that are not here this morning that could use some victory in their lives, could use some prayer from the church. I want us to keep Brother Darren Holmes and his family in prayer. His mother passed away early yesterday morning. We need to lift them up in prayer. Pray for God to touch them and minister to them. The funeral is going to be here tomorrow at 11 a.m. And we are going to be doing a meal. I just found that out just a few minutes ago. We're going to do a meal for the family. So if any of you could help me with that, if you're on the list to help us and could serve in any way, I'd appreciate your help tomorrow. I know it's difficult for a lot of people during the day. But if any of you could help, even if you haven't helped before and you'd like to come help serve, we'd appreciate your help. Carolyn White needs a touch from the Lord today. Brother Keith was telling me about her. Deborah Burnett is still recovering from her recent procedure. Let's continue to remember her in prayer. And I also got word from Jim McDonald this morning that his mother-in-law, this is Carol's mother, Doris Tomlinson, is not doing well. She needs a touch from the Lord. If you have a need in your life, just lift your hand if you have a need this morning. Just look around you at the hands raised. You see, somebody needs some victory in their lives. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is a God that's here to bring victory to you today. Amen? He's here to bring victory. I want us to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Let's pray over these needs I mentioned, and just lift your hand back up again if you have a need in your life. And just look around. And I want you to reach over to somebody. I want you to pray. Lay your hand on them and pray for them right now in Jesus' name that God would move according to that need in their life. Amen. How many of you know that God is able? He is able. Heavenly Father, we just agree in prayer this morning that we're going to see a victory. We're going to see a victory in our lives. We're going to see a victory in the situations that we're facing. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too hard for you. Hallelujah. Lord, today in your name we speak faith, Lord, into these mountains, that the mountains would be removed, that Father, you would be glorified, that you would be magnified. In Jesus' name, we pray that the light of your Spirit would shine where the darkness is, and may the light just dispel the darkness of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that you would touch Brother Darren, Lord, and his family. God, we pray that you would minister to them in this time of loss, that your Holy Spirit would console them. In Jesus' name. Father, touch Sister Carolyn, Lord. We just pray for her. Carolyn White, she needs a touch from you today. She may be watching online today, and we just pray that your Spirit would touch her even now as we pray. Touch Sister Deborah Burnett, God. She needs a touch from you as she recovers and gets well from this recent procedure. God, you're able to do above and beyond we even ask or think. Father, touch Doris Tomlinson, Lord, as she lays there in that bed every single day. Father, I just pray that the hope of your Spirit and the power of your word will just touch her this morning and lift her up. Lift up the family, Lord, in Jesus' name. And every person who's raised their hands, God, you know what the need is. I thank you for victory in this house. I thank you for victory in our lives. We don't have to be defeated, God. We are the head and not the tail. Thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise. Send your anointing now, Lord, through this message. We need your anointing. We can do absolutely nothing without you. I just make myself available, Lord, as your instrument, as your vessel. Speak through me, God. I need your anointing. Your people need your anointing. May the word fall on good ground and produce a harvest, some 30, 60, and 100-fold. May the seed of the word multiply in each of our lives, and we'll give you praise for that. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen, amen. I want you to open your Bibles with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Just keep your Bibles open there. We won't read just yet. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm going to see a victory. Turn to your neighbor and tell him that this morning. I'm going to see a victory. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the enemy doesn't bother those who cooperate with him. He's after those who are making a strong, lasting impact for the kingdom of God. The enemy's not after those who are going in the same direction that he is. If the devil's not bothering you, you might need a spiritual checkup. Was I'm telling you, the enemy's been attacking me. I've been in spiritual warfare. I don't know about you, but I could use some victory in my life. How many of you could testify this morning that I've been in some spiritual warfare? I've been under some spiritual attacks in my life. It's okay to raise your hand because it's just another sign that you're doing the right thing and you're on the right track. The enemy is coming against those who are a threat to his kingdom. I had one member text me recently, last week as a matter of fact, and I needed this word from the Lord. And that message was this: the enemy wouldn't be coming against you if it wasn't something the Lord was about to accomplish for his kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Lord wants to accomplish something for his kingdom. And he wants to do it through you and I, but the enemy knows that, and he's stirred up, and he's mad about it. I sense in my spirit that ever since we had decided to get outside of the four walls of this church, we've decided to get out into the community, and the doors are now wide open at Oakley Elementary School for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with kids. Listen, we are not to take that for granted. That is a huge door that the Lord has swung wide open for us, and the Holy Spirit is saying to us as a church, now is the time. Now is the time to seize the day, seize the opportunity to go in the power of the Holy Spirit, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be of good courage, because I have set this opportunity before you for such a time as this. And the enemy's mad, and the enemy's stirred up, and he tries to come against us in other ways with distractions, and get our eyes off of the harvest, and get our eyes more on internal things and on things that really don't matter in the whole grand scheme of things. I'm here to tell you this morning, we've got to get our eyes off the insignificant, small, trivial things and get our eyes back on Jesus, and get our eyes on the Great Commission, and get our eyes on the things that matter for the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, souls are what matters to Jesus. And when you start focusing on sharing the gospel and getting outside of these walls and getting outside of your fears and the things that have held you back, fulfilling your dreams and fulfilling your visions and doing what God has called you to do, you will be met with opposition. The enemy will fight. But I'm here to tell somebody here this morning, it's just another sign that you're on the right track. You ought to dig your heels in even more so and say, I am doing this thing under the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I will not back down, and I will not be dismayed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me for this purpose. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim deliverance to the captives. He sent me to recover the sight of the blind. He has sent me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is not upon you just to make you feel good. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you for ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to heal. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to reconcile people to God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to bring hope to people who have hopelessness, and they're walking around every day wondering, why in the world am I here and what is my purpose in life? I'm here to tell you, God wants to bring victory in and through us. Hallelujah. In order to not become discouraged and dismayed in this spiritual warfare, we must do what Paul told young Timothy. In 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. We must, again, do what Paul told him in 1 Timothy 2:1. He said, be strong in the Lord, or be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare engages himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. To the church at Ephesus, Paul wrote this in 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wicked wiles of the devil. We've all faced situations when our backs were up against the wall and we needed a victory. We've all faced situations where we didn't know what to do next. We have felt overwhelmed and sensed pressure from every side. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes this morning. What to do when you need a victory. Let me ask you one more time. You need a victory? This was a situation of King Jehoshaphat in chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the story paints for us a beautiful picture of what we can do when we simply don't know what to do. Let's look at verse 1 together. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It happened after this that the people of Moab and the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea." Verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And he goes on to say in verse number 12, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Hallelujah. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. King Jehoshaphat and the people faced a serious crisis. Three nations were about to attack Judah and Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat's initial reaction was panic and fear. How many of you know that that is our initial reaction at times when crisis hits our lives? I've been there, you've been there. Panic tries to come over us. The spirit of fear tries to come over us. It is a natural human reaction. But how many of you know we don't have to stay there? We can turn our fears and we can turn that initial panic into something positive as we say, you know what? God's not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And he's calling me to bring this to him and let him redeem this. Let him do something about this. Let him turn my fear into faith. Hallelujah. You see, first of all, notice this. Fasting and prayer will bring about victory. I'm not going to bring to you some newfound revelations today. I'm going to bring to you something today that if you will practice it, I promise you, you will see victory in your life. You'll see victory in that area that you're facing right now. There is victory through fasting and prayer. I thought I would get at least one amen in the house. There is victory available through prayer and fasting. Not only did he fast and pray, he called his people to fast and pray. He personally demonstrated what he was asking the people to do. He led by example. There is power when God's people unite in prayer for one purpose. This reminds me of what Peter and John were doing in Acts chapter 4, verse 32. They had been threatened not to speak or teach or anymore about in the name of Jesus, all because they had healed a man who was lame from birth. And the Bible says in chapter 3, they looked at him and said, "We don't have silver and gold, but such as we have, we urge you to get up. We command you to get up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And the man rose up, leaping and walking and praising God. And they were so stirred up and so mad at Peter and John, they said, "We don't want you to talk anymore about this name, Jesus. Don't you do it anymore." And they severely threatened them. But the Bible says in verse 32, and when they had prayed, they went back to the prayer group. They went back to the support group. They got somebody to agree with them in prayer. I'm here to tell you, there's still power in agreement when you get somebody to pray with you in the name of Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I believe that prayer can shake our lives. Prayer can shake the foundation of this church. Prayer and fasting can change the atmosphere that we are in if we will just do it. Got to do it. There's power there. There's victory there. Hallelujah. We need to learn to pray the scriptures. You've heard me say it here lately. in your personal devotional time, don't tell me, don't tell yourself, don't tell anyone else. You don't have anything to pray about because you've got 66 books to pray. As you read it, pray it. Pray it for yourself. Pray it for others. Pray it missionally. That God would help you to be His hands extended in a lost and hurting world. Pray the word. Jehoshaphat presented his problem to the Lord. Finally, he rested his case in God's hands. In verse 12, one more time, I want to quote it. Oh, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. That is a declaration of trust. When things are falling apart around you and you don't know what to do next, that is a declaration of trust. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on fasting. I'm going to keep on trusting you. I'm going to keep on doing what I know is right, because I know if I will do that, victory is just in my grasp. Hallelujah. It's just around the horizon. It may look bad now, but I'm here to tell you, victory is on its way. I'm going to see a victory. You're going to see a victory when you pray and fast. Just this last week, I was made aware of a situation, and I knew immediately I was in a spiritual attack. You ever been there before? It just comes all of a sudden, and fear tries to come over you. And you feel it in the pit of your stomach. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And your first response is just kind of retreat and kind of depression and discouragement, being down. I know y'all are too spiritual for that, so maybe it's just me, but that was my initial response. I recognize this as an attack of the enemy, but I wasn't really cluing in to the fact that right now, in Jesus' name, I could take authority over this. And after wrestling with it for a little bit, matter of fact, all evening and all night long, it was the next morning that I got victory over that situation, because I then began to realize that there's power in the name of Jesus. This is an attack of the enemy, and I don't have to be defeated. I don't have to be discouraged. I don't have to let somebody else's problem be my problem all the time. Anybody hear what I'm saying today? And what I did in the name of Jesus, I took authority over that, and I put it under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I felt a release in my mind and a release in my spirit. And I got victory in the name of Jesus Christ in that situation. And I wasn't going to be paralyzed by fear. I'm here to tell somebody here this morning, there is victory in the name of Jesus. And you have the authority to use His name and to use His power and put the enemy to flight. Hallelujah. I was agreeing in prayer with a brother just this week. We recognized a spiritual attack of the enemy. And in the name of Jesus, we begin to pray together, and we sensed a release in the spiritual realm. And as a matter of fact, I got a report from my friend, and he said things got better that very night and got better the next day because of us agreeing in prayer and putting the enemy to flight and telling him, devil, you better flee in the name of the Lord Jesus. I surrender myself to God, and if I resist the devil, he has to flee from me. Somebody ought to give Jesus praise, because there's power in His name. There's power in agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't help but wonder just how many more victories we would win and how much heartache we would save ourselves if we would just turn our initial fears into faith, into seeking the Lord through fasting and prayer. What is it that keeps us from getting to that place where we say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. I choose to trust. I choose to do what Psalm 55 and 22 says, cast my burden upon the Lord, for He shall sustain me. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. I choose to do what 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. I choose to do what Philippians 4 and 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, I'm going to make my request known to God. And the Bible says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus the Lord. What is it that keeps us from putting that into practice? I'm telling you, there's victory in that. Through declaring the word of the Lord. That brings me to the second point. Trusting in the word of the Lord will bring victory. Trusting in his word will bring victory. Look at verse 13 with me. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, listen, all you of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them in the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You, verse 17, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, glory to God, I feel his presence. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. One of the greatest weapons we have in spiritual warfare is the word of God. We must seek after his word and listen to what he is saying as we seek God in prayer, as we look to God's word for guidance. He will give us an answer. How many of you know that he will answer you if you will seek him? If you will sit down and open up that Bible, and I told you that I've got my journal out these days and I'm writing down something that the Lord is saying to me that day, or maybe it's a scripture verse that I want to memorize for that day, something that I want to carry with me in my spirit. I'm here to tell you today, you will see victory in your life if you will open up the word and pray the word and say, God, I want you to talk to me. How many know that prayer is not you doing all the talking? True prayer is also listening for him to talk to you. How many know that we're not just supposed to read the word? We need to let the word read us. That'll hit somebody later. In other words, we don't just need to bring all of our presuppositions to what this text means or what it means for somebody else. Because a lot of times we say, oh, boy, they sure could use this word. He could sure use this today. She could sure use this today. And they might could. But what about you? What's God saying to you? Remember Jesus' temptations in the wilderness. Jesus answered Satan's attack with the word of God. Every single time in Matthew chapter 4, if you are the Son of Man, command these stones to become bread. It is written, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down. Jesus said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. All these things I will give you if you'll just fall down and worship me. Away with you, Satan, Jesus said, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. I'm telling you, there is an answer in the word of God to every attack the enemy hurls at us. It is written. Following Jehoshaphat's prayer, God sent a word of hope, a prophetic word through the prophet Jehaziel. He encouraged the people to trust in God. That's what I'm encouraging you here today. Trust in God. You will not need a fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When God said you will not need to fight in this battle, he was not saying sit down and do nothing. Because in other places we read, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, right? Which one is it? Do we fight or not fight? Yes, we do both. When he said, you will not need to fight in this battle, he was not saying sit down and do nothing. He was saying you are not going to fight in the way armies usually fight, with a sword and a spear or a bow, all of these physical weapons. Just do what I tell you. Just fight in the spirit with the weapons of my warfare, and you will see me work in miraculous ways. This is a word for somebody here today. You've been fighting with physical weapons. You've been fighting with resentment. You've been fighting with I'm going to get even. You've been fighting with I'm going to do it my way. And God is saying you need to put all those weapons aside, because those are worldly. Those are carnal methods. Those are not my ways. God said, I want you to fight in the spirit. I want you to get in prayer. I want you to get in my word. And I want, oh glory, I want to bring victory in your life through the weapons of my warfare. I want you to fight the way I intended you to fight. Fight with my weapons. I'm amazed at the scriptures that were on the screen earlier. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not worldly, not fleshly. You know, the world has its own weapons. The enemy has the weapons that he wants you to use. And if you're not careful, even as a Christian, you can get on the brink of carnality. And you can start operating in carnality. Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians 3. We don't need to operate in fleshly, carnal ways. We need to operate in the power of the Spirit. We need to operate in the power of God's love. How many know that love will cover a multitude of sins? Hallelujah. Fight in the Spirit. Fight with the weapons of God's warfare. If you will take the time to seek the Lord in fasting and prayer and be obedient to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what you need to do and what you need to know to defeat your enemy. God does not want you to be defeated. He wants you to be victorious. I just need to remind somebody here this morning that God is for you and not against you. God wants you to succeed. God wants you to be victorious. God wants you to walk in victory. Yes, you're going to have some trials. You're going to have some tribulations. That's all part of living in this life. But he doesn't want you to live a defeated life. He doesn't want you to live a discouraged life. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and he's come to give you the abundant life. He's come to give that to you and walk in that spirit of abundant life. Joy and peace. But notice another key to fighting and winning God's way, to seeing a victory. We will see victory, number three, when we send praise and worship ahead of us. Oh, hallelujah. I like this. Some of you have gotten slack in your praise. You've gotten slack in your worship. And you wonder where victory is. This week I was at the prayer conference, and Brother Toll, Mitchell Toll, was the speaker. He preached an outstanding message on understanding, and I can't go into all the details, but understanding that God in some ways is a performer. When you look at all of the things that he's done and the artistry of the world and everything that he has made, and the heavens and the stars and the planets, and it just, you know, and God, in so many ways, God is a performer. And what he's calling us to do is to say, just to be in awe of what he's done. Good job, God. Every day there's something in our lives that we can be thankful for, and we can see God working in every area in people's lives and in all creation. We can see God in some way, and we just need to stop and say, good job, God. Good job, God, and just give him the glory and give him the praise and give him the glory and the honor. He said, and I challenge you here. He said, I challenge you here tonight. I said, I bet you can't just give an ovation of praise for 2 solid minutes without stopping. I bet some of you would get so tired of that. And yet the heavens are constantly, the cherubim and the seraphim, they're constantly saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. I mean, there's a prayer meeting going on in heaven right now. I mean, Jesus is praying for you. The Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for the saints. I mean, that's what he's doing right now. That never ceases, never stops. And yet sometimes we can't get people in the church to praise God just for a few minutes because they feel like they're exhausted. I'm here to challenge you this morning. Why don't you just give the Lord a praise and give him an ovation of praise in this house? I mean, just give him glory and give him honor because of who he is. He is good. He is great and greatly to be praised. Come on, worship him. Come on, worship him, church. It'll bring you out of darkness. It'll bring you out of depression. It'll bring you out of discouragement. It'll bring you out of feeling down. I'm here to tell somebody this morning, if you'll praise God, there's a breakthrough in your spirit. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough in your life. There'll be a breakthrough in your family. There'll be a breakthrough in your body. There'll be a breakthrough in the church. There'll be a breakthrough in your kids. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout of praise in the house. I challenge you for one solid minute at least. Put your hands together and lift your voice at the same time. And join all of heaven. Come on, do it with me. Join heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on, don't stop. You can do it. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah! Yes! I'm going to see a victory. Yes! Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're watching online, come on, join me right now wherever you are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. Woo! Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I sense breakthrough in this house. I sense somebody is getting some victory. Some of you that raised your hands this morning and said, I need some victory. Hallelujah. God's bringing some victory to you right now. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I will praise him. I will praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't think God's done with this yet. Hallelujah. That was round one. You ready for round two? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. Come on, lift your voice as loud as you can. Lift your voice in praise. Oh, that's what the heavens are doing. That's what the seraphim are doing. Hallelujah. That's what the cherubim are doing. Hallelujah. The creatures of heaven are crying out, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. My Lord, I sense the Holy Ghost in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Take it to the take your praise to the next level. Take your worship to the next level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Send praise and worship on ahead of you. Notice he doesn't tell us to praise him after we've seen the victory. He said, I want you to praise me before you see it. before you see your son change, before you see your daughter delivered, before you see that job breakthrough, before you see the marriage restored, send it on ahead. Send it on ahead before you see the breakthrough in your body. Send it on ahead. Hallelujah. 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 And fight with the weapons of God's warfare. Fight in the spirit. Fight in the spirit. Fight in the spirit realm. Come out of Mohosanibehikataranamaha. Fight in the Holy Ghost. Fight in the Word. Hallelujah. Fight in prayer. And set the enemy to flight. Get thee behind me, Satan. I command you to flee. In Jesus' name, flee. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I desire to bring victory to your life, says the Lord. The enemy has already been defeated. Rise up in my name. Utilize my authority. My name is powerful to set the enemy at bay. But you've got to use my name with authority. Do not be afraid to step out in faith, says the Lord, because the enemy has already been defeated. Go ahead and step out and do what I've called you to do. Take a step of faith, and I will be with you, and victory will be assured because I am moving in your life and I'm moving in your midst. Things will never be the same again if you will utilize my name in authority and in power, because my power is the greatest power of them all, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Woo. My Lord and my God, I was gonna keep going with this message, but the Holy Spirit, and I may give you a little bit more in a little bit, but the Holy Spirit said, you call my people right now. If you need a victory of any kind in your life, I want you to step out of your seat right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on in Jesus' name. You need a victory in any way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Praise God. Praise God. And this is not one of those things where I'm going to lay hands on everybody. I want you to pray through. I want you to pray through. It's not about somebody laying their hands on you all the time. It's about you praying. It's about you touching God.